Simon Reish Mem Tes Seif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that's Aser to be Kaveya on Erev Shabbos, any time during the day on Erev Shabbos, a big Suda, a Mishta, a big Suda, a big party that's not typical to make during the week. It's Inerol Gameachol. We're not talking about having one's regular meal, breakfast, lunch, and supper on Friday. Rather, we're talking about having an unusually large Suda. An unusually large Suda one should not make on Erev Shabbos. And even if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, like Sudas Erison, should not be made on Erev Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch explains why you should come into Shabbos toiv lecho, hungry to eat, and knock full from a big suda that he already had on Erev Shabbos. In the Be'er Lacha, brings in the Pirkei Avot, that's not so much because we want him to be extra hungry to eat on Shabbos, but stam, it's a bezayin to Shabbos, and mezalzel on the Kavod of Shabbos by making Erev Shabbos the same as Shabbos. Shabbos, you have a specially big suda. Erev Shabbos, not appropriate to have an especially big suda, only to have regular meals on Erev Shabbos. Mr. Breer brings that some say, some achrenim, some rishenim say, the reason for this halacha is because we're afraid to be tired in the suda, we'll be busy with the suda, and you won't be oisik properly in Sarach HaShabbos. It's not so much out of the suda itself, like the Shulchan Aruch says, or like the Prima Golem says, but because you're going to be busy with the suda, you won't probably take care of the Sarach HaShabbos. In any case, one is not allowed to make an especially big suda, an unusually big suda on Erev Shabbos, even if the suda is mitzvah, like the suda is erison. The Mishnah Berurah says Erev Yom Tov is the same as Erev Shabbos because the mitzvah of earning a kavod of Shabbos is also earning a kavod of Yom Tov. And in fact, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Gemara, there was a mishpach and a shlaim, and they made a big suda, a big party in Erev Shabbos. And Nekra, unfortunately, that family, they died out. They didn't survive. Now, this though, we're saying that even if it's a suda mitzvah, like suda erison, it should not be made on Erev Shabbos. This has a limitation because the Rambam says that suda, whose man, the suda mitzvah, whose man is appropriate time as Erev Shabbos, that you could make an Erev Shabbos with the full grandeur that's appropriate for that Suda. He has, for example, a Bris Milah, which the Berurah explains whether it's Bris Milah Yem Shmini, that's natural time, or if it's a Bris Milah that was Nidcha, the baby was a Chayla, and you had to push off the Bris Milah, but now is the time that we're doing the Bris Milah, now is the appropriate time of Bris Milah, now I'll push off a Bris Milah, even Shleiz Mana, even one day. So now is the right time, now you do the Bris Milah, and now you make the Suda. Pinna Ben also, the Rama says, if that's when I fell out, you make a Pinna Ben Erev Shabbos, and make full-fledged, regular Pinna Ben. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's more than 30 days, and the Pinna Ben should have been done earlier, but for some reason it wasn't done, well now also it's standing upon you every minute, every hour to do the Pinna Ben. So now is the time that's Mechuyev to do the Pinna Ben. So now you make the Pinna Ben with the regular, full-fledged Suda. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chafkil is a mitzvah, but these Sudas of Mila and Pinna Ben, they try to do in the morning for Kavod Shabbos, and avoid doing an Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, just like we find, Itochus Purim, it's Sudas Purim. That's more like a kilo when Purim falls out on Friday and Erev Shabbos, more like a kilo to make the Suda's Purim starting in the morning and not have it in the afternoon. However, definitely, B'dievid, one can make the Suda any time of day, same with Purim Suda when it falls out and Erev Shabbos can be any time of day. So too, the B'smila, Pinna Ben, those Sudas, if it wasn't done in the morning or it couldn't be done in the morning, Avadi could do it in the afternoon since the Suda's Mitzvah that falls out now on Erev Shabbos, it could be done any time of Friday, whether Friday morning or a Friday afternoon. So based on this all, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say a Suda's Erison should not be made in Erev Shabbos, that means if the Erison, the Kedushin, was done on an earlier day, a previous day, and that was really the right time to make the Suda. However, if someone's Mekadosh and Isha on Erev Shabbos, which definitely allowed to do, like Kamena Acher, no one else should beat you to it, and Mekadosh this woman first. So since you made the Kedushin, the Erison, Erev Shabbos, you can make the Suda then also. Same thing, a Suda's Nesuin, someone makes the Chuppah Nesuin Erev Shabbos, they can make the Suda right away then also. However, it's possible to push off the Suda for a day or two by Erison and Nesuin. That shouldn't be an Erev Shabbos, that's better, but technically, if the Erison and the Suda took place in Erev Shabbos, you have the right to make the Suda then also. However, someone stopped as a Shidduch, an engagement, there the Suda one makes for that. It's not a Suda's Mitzvah, it should not be done in Erev Shabbos, even if the Shidduch was finalized, he proposed and the Shidduch was finalized on Erev Shabbos. However, just to have somebody in Merkachas who have a little small food, put out a little bit cake or something like that, right, B'shas K'sivas Tanam, by an engagement, the Brian Tanam, that's not called a Suda, and that could be done on Erev Shabbos. Because the whole issue over here is being kaveya a suda some mishlah she'ain rogel b'mitzachal, something that's above average, something that's not typically done during the week. That's something that one should not do on Erev Shabbos unless it's a suda mitzvah that this is appropriate time. But stop to have a lumer kacha something like that by the tanaim by luchaim, that certainly would be okay. Now, by the case of suda mitzvah, it's mutter to do an Erev Shabbos. The shaila arises, what if by dings shabik suda mitzvah of milu up in a band or whatever it is, you're not going to be able to have a suda that Friday night, and you won't have a suda lo Shabbos. And rather, you have to have three Suda Shabbos day instead of one Friday night, two Shabbos day. Then Mishnah brings some Achronim and say, yeah, you make the Suda Smith Erev Shabbos, it means pushing off the Friday night Suda. Then Mishnah Berurah in Bi'er Halacha, he does not pass like that. He says he should make sure to leave room that he can have a Suda Friday night.